Hold the door, please. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Draper has you in early, huh? What's he up to?
I don't know. I kind of came in for myself.
Okay.
Honestly, I couldn't sleep. I'm just filled with nerves.
The service elevator is out. Do you mind?
I'm moving today. I'm supposed to go by at lunch and supervise the movers. Probably lose the rest of the day watching other people work.
Well, that is a big day.
What do you have to be nervous about?
Nothing. Just I think Mr. Rumsen is presenting my copy today to the Belle Jolie people.
Thing like that. We really took the local, didn't we? It's 7 in the morning.
Very sorry, sir. Here we are.
I'm going to hop down for a coffee. Would you like some?
No.
You sure?
Come in here, please. Close the door.
There's no one here.
Close the door. Peggy, do you know how hard it is to see you walking around here every day? Listen, maybe this isn't the right time to mention this, but I want to clear the air. I know I told you I would read the copy that you wrote, but I haven't.
I'm glad. I thought you just didn't like it. That's too bad.
Peggy.
I know what you're going to say.
No. You don't. You haven't been right once. I have all these things going on in my head and I can't say them.
Do you think about me?
I'll be honest. A few times. You're only 20 yards away.
Not right now.
I wake up in the morning and I look into Trudy's eyes and I think, we're supposed to be one person. But whatever I try, and I have all these things going on in my head. She's just another stranger.
Pete, you're not alone in this.
your blouse. It's okay.
Ciao, mamma.
Amore mio.
Ma, sono al lavoro.
Allora non rispondere al telefono. Chiamate dalla mamma.
Look, it's off the clock again.
Che succede?
Cosa?
Che hai, mamma?
Il proprietario ha cambiato la lampadina, ma è una lampadina più scura.
Ah.
Mamma,
devo andare. Ti voglio bene.
Ciao, ciao, figliolo.
Ciao, ciao. My son.
2 weeks in, and she's already a goner.
He talks to his mother a lot.
Mr. Crane, I'll connect you.
Because he's not married.
Well, he's in the art department. What does he look like?
Did you see that movie Marty with Ernest Borgnine? He lived with his mother.
Stop teasing her.
Yes, right away. My guess is tall, dark, and handsome, but I'm a glass half full kind of gal.
She is so thoughtful.
Let me get my purse.
Forget it. Mrs. Sterling will be calling before lunchtime today. Please put her through directly to me.
Done.
Ask
her. She'll know.
Salvatore Romano, in the art department. Do you know him?
Handsome. Very debonair.
Cologne, but not the cheap stuff. Something European, maybe.
You're so specific.
You have voices. I have other things.
Thank you so much for holding.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Cooper wanted to see you in his office.
Oh, Mr. Sterling, I'll be right there.
No, it's just Mr. Cooper.
Thank you, Peggy. What happened there?
I caught it on something. I might start keeping a spare.
Come on in. I'd prefer you didn't smoke in here right now. Don, I am appreciative of your talents, and although that cannot be measured, I have made an effort to quantify.
$2,500.
Thank you. That's what you say. Have you read her? Rand. Atlas Shrugged. That's the one.
Yes, yes it is.
See, I know you haven't read it. When you hit 40, you realize you've met or seen every kind of person there is. And I know what kind you are. Because I believe we are alike.
I assume that's flattering.
By that I mean you are a productive and reasonable man, and in the end, completely self-interested. It's strength. We are different. Unsentimental about all the people who depend on our hard work. Take $1.99 out of that $2,500 and buy yourself a copy.
I will.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Are you traffic or are you here for casting?
I'm not a model. I'm new.
Excuse me, Marty. Who's doing the Firestone comps? You or Frank?
Neither of us. Al, we were just talking to Miss...
Lois. Lois Sadler. I'm new here. Such bored.
Marty Faraday. Why did they hide you?
Hi, Lois. Wayne. Davis.
Salvatore Romano. Sorry about the mess.
Oh, no, it's divine. I work in a closet all day, so just to come out and walk around is wonderful.
Is there anything I can do for you?
I'm such a featherhead. I need to get my paperwork into accounting, then find my way back to the switchboard room. Am I close?
No. You're not even on the right floor.
I'll walk you there.
No, just wait me there. I'm fine.
Go upstairs. Make a left outside of the stairwell. Follow the wall past the ladies' room.
Well, nice to meet you. Ciao, ciao.
That ate up some time.
I like when they flirt with me.
Who's flirting with him?
You know, the salesman pushing this tie on me for 20 minutes. I'd have bought it right away if I knew it worked.
Not the ties. They always talk to you.
They can tell you make money.
I told you. You don't need money to dress better than you do, Dwayne.
Mr. Campbell, I have your wife.
What line? Light up a line, will you?
No, she's right here, in person.
Send her in.
Hello, my love.
Hello, homeowner.
What are you doing here, lovely?
I thought I'd come get you and we could go together. We could even walk.
It's 30 blocks.
It's beautiful outside.
I have a busier day than I thought.
Well, then let's do this here.
I said I'd meet you there if my schedule allowed. And now it doesn't look so good.
No, you didn't. And I'm here now. What does it matter?
This is my office. How do you think it looks?
Like you are beloved by your wife.
See what happens when you just show up like this? We fight.
I came here to celebrate us having our apartment, which I, for one, am happy about. And you have ruined it.
I'm sorry. I'm just busier than I thought. Let's have a glass of champagne.
I'm sorry. We're going to live there a long time. There's no point in being superstitious.
It's as simple as E pluribus unum, from many, one. From many shades of lipstick, one that belongs to her. From a basket of kisses, she picks one. It makes her unique. It colors her kiss. And her kiss, well, it colors her man. Belle Jolie lipstick. Mark your man.
I only see one lipstick in your drawing. Women want colors. Lots and lots of colors.
Mark your man. It's pretty cute.
Oh, you like this? Well, maybe we should cut down to five shades or one.
I'm not telling you to listen to anyone, but this is a very fresh approach.
It's okay, Kenny. I don't think there's much else to do here, but call it a day. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Is that all?
You're a non-believer. Why should we waste time on Kabuki?
I don't know what that means.
It means that you've already tried your plan, and you're number four. You've enlisted my expertise, and you've rejected it to go on the way you've been going. I'm not interested in that. You can understand.
I don't think your 3 months or however many thousands of dollars entitles you to refocus the core of our business.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you about Jesus. You already know about Jesus. Either he lives in your heart or he doesn't. Every woman wants choices. But in the end, none wants to be one of 100 in a box. She's unique. She makes the choices, and she's chosen him. She wants to tell the world he's mine. He belongs to me, not you. She marks her man with her lips. He is her possession. You've given every girl that wears your lipstick the gift of total ownership.
Sit down.
No. Not until I know I'm not wasting my time.
Sit down.
Do you know how to get back to the Roosevelt? We could have someone walk you over, or just meet you if you're interested.
You're a troublemaker.
Although it is a place to get into trouble.
Mm. They just did this incredible renovation. It reminds me a little of a steamship and the people.
I was in the lounge last night, and I end up having a drink with Robert Mitchum. Actually, many drinks.
No, you know we wouldn't steer you wrong.
Nice work. I think you may be right about this.
Yeah, we'll never know, will we?
What?
That's not science, Hugh. We'll do our best.
That Jesus thing. I don't know what to say. Probably better than dangling him out the window by his ankles.
That's just a story. Don's never actually done that.
And you'll realize in your private life that at a certain point, seduction is over and force is actually being requested.
Yeah, he's a kid. He thinks it's the other way around.
Peggy, I need some.
Should I just put it down? On my face?
How do you take it? Home run, ballerina.
Go ahead, before Joan Holloway sees.
You call that celebrating?
The meeting was so long, I was worried.
We barely finished the presentation and he bought it.
He's being modest. Don walked around the village 3 times and then set it on fire.
Oh my God, can I see it? It's marvelous. I thought it was going to say it's the mark you make on your man.
Was it now?
You may be a writer, honey.
Really?
You're arrogant.
You want another drink?
I don't know.
Not a writer.
Can I keep it?
No.
What are you doing? Don't ever put your name on a list. They keep track of everything we do here. Have you never heard of Joseph McCarthy?
It's the bowling team. Oh, my God. It happened. They loved it.
What are you talking about?
I'm heading out. Don't look for me. I have errands to run. My Belle Jolie copy. They loved it.
Congratulations.
It's fascinating. I'm glad your other work was suffering for a reason. They poured me a drink.
Who?
Mr. Draper. Mr. Ramzan, Mr. Romano, and...
I'm so jealous.
Don't be. I was just... I shouldn't be bragging.
They said Peggy's copy.
My word. Actually, they changed it a little bit, but it worked.
Oh, we're celebrating.
How about at 5 minutes to 5, we head to P.J. Clark's.
Perfect!
It's going to be a hell of an afternoon traffic meeting.
Oh, champagne. When did that happen?
Another grateful client stopped by.
I thought you were moving today. I was looking forward to seeing you in a pair of coveralls.
Yes, well, I managed to explain to the concerned party that I already have a job.
Do they ever stop asking for things?
Hello?
Hello. Hildy, she must have gone to lunch already.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I hear you're quite the little scribe.
You can trust Ken's opinion here. He's a published author, you know. But he can't write copy.
I don't like to limit my words that much. I also hate puns.
Come on. Admiral, the television that won't go down the tubes.
Shut up. So you're going to celebrate?
Well, yes, actually. A bunch of us, just the girls so far, are going to P.J. Clark's tonight.
Forget tonight. I heard Cooper, Sterling, and Draper already left. Am I wrong?
What about Mr. Rumson?
Freddie Rumson's at PJ's right now, and he doesn't know there's a party.
It's 3 o'clock, after the traffic meeting. Joan's a tattletale.
I don't know, Peggy. I'm kind of senior ranking when those other men are gone.
Speaker of the House. He'll be there.
I should probably go home, actually.
Well, if we're starting at 3, you can go home at 5. It'll still be after work. We all work so hard, I think we all need it.
Why not?
Tulu.
Sorry,
Hello.
Mr. Romano, I was headed out to lunch, but I have a phone call for you.
Well, I'm glad I stayed in.
Oh, it's disconnected.
Everybody's talking about the meeting.
Miss Olson said your artwork was spectacular.
She did she?
Anyway, a bunch of us are taking her out to drinks. P.J. Clark's?
She deserves it.
You have to come. This is Lois Sadler, by the way.
I know that.
I'll be there.
Good.
Can I help you? Can I help you, sir?
It's Don, the ad man. He's okay.
Excuse me, fellas.
Well, just because I can't call you doesn't mean you can't call me.
Hello. Pack a bag. We're going to Paris.
What?
Paris.
Now? Where'd you get that?
Bonus. I'm not sure what for.
My bag.
What do you see? I called out a while. I was in breakfast at Versailles.
I'm sorry. I have a special night planned.
I thought you didn't make plans.
Is he joining us?
Yes, he has to.
He looks kind of square.
Kibby just came 4 days straight from Juarez.
May I? I've been thinking about this since Port Authority.
I love it.
We're going to get high and listen to Miles.
That's your plan.
We could do this first and then do that. It'll be a lot more fun. Sit down. Relax. Next to me, Icky. Where did you find him? You know you need to leave the village for a decent screw. I'll take care of him. Do you like it?
Like Dorothy. Everything just turned to color.
The words. You are good with the words, man.
Well put. Gibby, why don't you make yourself useful and get me a glass of water?
My word, I need to get one of those.
No, thanks. Okay. Maybe. We realize there's no music playing. Just the quick, 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 quick.
Embarrassed to ask, seeing as we all have it hard right now. But is there any way I can trouble you for a meal? I'm willing to work for it.
Look around, yeah. We're not Christians here no more.
That is not true.
Fine, fine. Work will feed your soul, but there's no work left here today.
Come back tomorrow.
Nonsense. You'll stay with us and eat with us.
I'll work tomorrow. I will have to boil those clothes, though, if you're going to sit at my table.
I'm not offended. It would be a relief to me as well.
Dick Whitman! Stop digging holes! Build a fire under the cauldron!
Hiya, kid.
What did I say to you?
It reminds me of myself.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
So we thank you, Lord, for this bounty we are about to receive, that we may share it with those in need. Amen.
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 Thank you. Again, thank you so much. This smells delicious.
Where are those manners from?
Let him eat and be on with it.
I'm from just east. Out New York originally. Some other places.
Ah, New York. That's how you took to being on the bum so easy.
Archie, no one takes to charity easy.
I'm just saying, I bet you don't know which end of a weed to pull.
That's the truth, sir. I only know some farm work, but I've seen mills and docks and factories. I've been a worker.
Are you a communist?
No.
Yeah, I imagine they're different, all right.
They take a club to the jaw like anyone else.
They are souls, but they can't be saved.
That's true.
My mom always said their life is like a horseshoe. It's fat in the middle, open on both ends, and hard all the way through.
Tomorrow. When you finish some work.
Bless you.
I thought I'd see this place for myself.
Good. It's something, huh?
No Bob Mitchum?
What are you drinking?
Campari with a twist. You know, when I mentioned the renovation, I didn't know if you heard me. I've been curious about seeing this place. I'm actually involved with architects on this department store. Signage, mostly.
I like this room. Although I am its prime target. Traveling salesman.
In that suit? I should say not.
No, I'm not one of those boys who looks forward to a business trip to escape the wife and kids. I'm really a homebody. But New York, when you arrive, and that train starts slowing down and it gets all dark, my heart pounds and I think, I'm going to climb that staircase and be in New York.
I take it for granted. It is a masterpiece of some kind.
Reverend Stang, I always demand a view. It's building after building. Little compartments filled with possibilities.
What's that from? 42nd Street?
What? No. No, I'm just saying. It's like you can do anything. I'm too ahead of you. I have to eat something or I'm going to continue to rhapsodize.
What time is it?
I bet you don't have an expense account.
Takes you for a ride that's quite a thrill. This crazy little train that you can cha-cha. It cha-cha's on the way to Cha-Cha-Ville.
I'm not saying Peggy doesn't have something upstairs. I'm just saying at Sterling Cooper, things are usually happening downstairs. I didn't know that. Oh my God, the whole office is here. I don't see the art department. What about these two? I think I had too much to drink. You are very petite.
Santa Teresa, Chacha, is his famous mind. Oh, this crazy little train, Chacha, he's swinging all the way and always will.
Going back to the well, interested?
Con la mosca. Literally, with flies. The espresso beans mean health, wealth, and happiness. Seems redundant. I mean, if you already have health and wealth.
So, are you happy?
I'm one of those people who thinks the minute you ask that, you're not happy. So, no.
You're loud, but you're shy.
I feel like I'm getting my fortune told.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
So what do you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. You break off with one of the writers, have my own little shop, a copy follows art, and not the other way around.
No, I mean my view. You have to see it. It's all the way to the park. Of course, it's dark now.
I don't know. Mayor? I don't know what to say.
It's Elliot and Salvatore. You don't have to say anything.
No, I just... No.
Have another drink. Think about it.
Elliot, I have thought about it. I know what I want. I know what I want to do.
I know what you're thinking. I'll show you. What are you afraid of?
Are you joking? This has been a pleasure.
Are
saw the guy in 2F. He uses his wife like a speed bag.
Oh, man. I was going to truck down for some carrot juice.
Wait.
Thank you. You smoke?
No.
Oh. He speaks.
I'm supposed to tell you to say your prayers.
Praying won't help you from this place, kid. Best keep your mind on your mother. She'll probably look after you.
She ain't my mama.
We all wish we were from someplace else, believe me.
Ain't you heard? I'm a whore child.
No. I hadn't heard anything about that.
You don't talk like a bum.
I'm not. I'm a gentleman of the rails. For me, every day is brand new. Every day's a brand new place, people, what have you.
So, you got no home. That's sad.
What's at home? I had a family once, a wife, a job, a mortgage. I couldn't sleep at night tied to all those things. Then death came to find me.
Did you see him?
Only every night. So one morning I freed myself with the clothes on my back. Goodbye. Now I sleep like a stone. Sometimes under the stars, the rain, the roof of a barn. But I sleep like a stone.
So where do you go?
Well, tomorrow I'll be leaving this place, that's for certain. If death was coming any place, it's here, kid. Creeping around every corner. Here. You're an honorary. This is how we talk to each other. On the front gate of every house, there's a mark. It's a code, just like you heard on the radio. See? That's a pie. It means the food here is good. This one. That means watch out for the nasty dog. This one here. That means a dishonest man lives here. And this one. That means tell a sad story. Don't be scared, kid. You ain't a man yet.
Ridiculous.
Every day I make pictures where people appear to be in love. I know what it looks like.
It's like a magazine.
Love is bourgeois.
You're breaking my heart.
Dig. Adman's got a heart.
The grown-ups are talking.
Don't offend him. Toothpaste doesn't solve anything. Dacron sure as hell won't bring back those 10 dead kids in Biloxi.
Neither will buying some Tokay wine and leaning up against a wall in Grand Central pretending you're a vagrant.
You know what it's like to watch all you ants go into your hive? I wipe my ass with the Wall Street Journal.
How come every time we have a party, the ladies have to sit and listen to the men talk?
Look at you. Satisfied. Dreaming up jingles for soap flakes and spot remover. Telling yourself you're free.
My God. Stop talking. Make something of yourself.
Like you?
You make the lie. You invent want. You're for them, not us.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but there is no big lie. There is no system. The universe is indifferent.
Man, why'd you have to say that?
Paris. Now, let's go.
Don't. No, I can't.
Buy yourself a car.
The cops. You can't go out there.
You can't.
Bugs light up.
I don't know. But I will never lie to you.
Well, sir, I believe that does it. I'll be on my way. Thank you again for sharing your home.
Good luck to you. Be on your way already.
Morning, Peggy.
Morning, Mr. Draper.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. And it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me